All right, what's up, and welcome back for another episode of Cognizant and Cognizance, the podcast born out of recognizing the importance of the second stage of the mastery process, conscious incompetence. This is your host, Jim Perro, speaking, and every week I add a new chapter onto the anthological discussion on life, taking action, and the value of conscious thought. Join me and the occasional guest for a head-in-the-clouds perspective on how to stay grounded and win in all that you do. Enjoy! Great, so we're going to just jump right back into it here. Right into 10 cents for thought. And the first question that I, you know, I always try to ask myself every day and every week for you is, am I a little better today than I was yesterday? And, you know, obviously I go through this every week, as you know, and if you're tuning in for the first time, here's why I do this. Tracking incremental progress, essentially, week by week, whereas I'm kind of examining myself and my own existence every single day. I want to track it every week, and so, yeah, here we are. Am I a little better today than yesterday? And I would say that, yes, today I am better than I was yesterday. I don't know. Tuesday was just not like the greatest day ever in the world for me personally or just in general. Any hoozles. Yeah. Wednesday was better. Wednesday was a good day all around for me. Me as a person and whatnot. Just kind of keeping myself on track. And question two. Have I built my character? Which is, again, pretty much the entire purpose of not just this, but of reading my daily book, the Daily Stoic here. Have I built my character? And I would say that I certainly have been working on it. And I think for me, what the biggest piece in the past week or even in just the past couple days, you know, trying to kind of contain my, I don't want to say anger, but contain my urges to snap at somebody, or like, if you're anything like me, you've been in an argument with someone and you really know, like, you know, I could say this, this, and this, I could win that fucking argument, and, you know, I could make this other person feel pretty bad and they would shut up and I would have, you know, I'd be able to move along. But if you're also anything, or if you're anything like me, you'll also probably know that whenever you've ever done that, you don't feel so good about it later. Just thinking, like, why the fuck did I do that? Why did I give in? And so, just in the past couple days, I've had a couple different situations where I had the opportunity, and I have the opportunity with a guy that I work with all the time to kind of, you know, quote unquote, put him in his place, if you will. You know, whether it's calling him out on something that I know to be untrue or whatever, and had that opportunity in a pretty large way today with him, and I don't want to get into too much detail because it's not necessarily relevant, and I don't, as question nine asks, hold a grudge against him for just being kind of a know-it-all dick all the time. But in any case, that is what I just did is probably about the extent that I need to take it, which is just to kind of let it go. And so I totally, and plus I'm in a professional setting, so I don't want to kind of shred this dude's existence in front of all our colleagues, which is just not a good, it's not a good thing to do in general. It's just an indecent thing to do as a human being. So to get my best at work today, not really. I didn't really do anything today, unfortunately. I didn't talk to anyone. I didn't get anything done. I'm in software sales for anyone who's just tuning in. And it's like, yeah, just wasn't a good day for me today. I kind of just went through the motions today, if I'm being totally honest. And I don't really feel very good about that. I don't feel like that's right to do. I don't feel like, I feel like I'm better than being in that position where I feel like, A, it's okay to do that, and B, I feel like I would rather do that than actually exert some effort. And that's, you know, whatever God you want to believe in knows that that's not the right action, and it definitely doesn't feel good. So try not to do that. Maybe I just need a new job. Who knows? Question four, what did I learn new today? Today I learned something interesting. I learned about a Muay Thai fighter named Tom Jones. He's like the seven or eight time world Muay Thai champion of the world. And the world Muay Thai champion of the world. Nice, dude. He is the, seven or eight time world Muay Thai champion. And this guy, which is pretty impressive in and of itself, right? And so to make that more impressive, this guy once, and this is a documented thing, this is part of his biography, this guy is in such good shape that he actually ran a full marathon, 26.2 miles, the day of a fight in Las Vegas on the main card for a Muay Thai tournament, like an event. He ran a marathon in the morning and then went to the fight and knocked a guy out with an elbow, which is just absolutely fucking insane. Look it up if you don't believe me. His name is Tom Jones. If you type in Tom Jones Muay Thai, that's T-O-M space Jones space Muay, M-U-A-Y space Thai, T-H-A-I. This guy is a fucking maniac. So I learned that he's a maniac today, which is a super productive thing to learn. I also learned that meatless burgers have been identified as containing higher than acceptable levels of glyphosate in them, which, if you don't know what glyphosate is, that is Roundup. So these meat burgers, not necessarily the ones made out of animal cells, but the ones that are made out of like pea proteins and bean proteins, those are actually found to have very harmful levels of glyphosate in them in most cases. One of the studies from Harvard University, I think it was, actually said, and I quote, "We are having a hard time finding any samples of pea proteins in the burgers without glyphosate in them." So that's another thing, because I was actually considering looking into those burgers just because I wanted to try them. And obviously just glyphosate in your body once isn't necessarily going to kill you, but extended and or prolonged ingestion will actually really fuck your organs up. So I learned that too, which is, I should have led with that. That's actually way more interesting and way more controversial as well. I got to look into the science a little bit more, but it looks like the person that was telling me about this did their due diligence. Question five, have I made healthier choices? Absolutely. Got home from our kickball game last night, which, you know, I kind of boozed all weekend, so that wasn't necessarily healthy. But I've been in the gym every day so far this week, which, you know, nothing new there. That's just kind of another week. Got home from our kickball game last night, which was a disaster because nobody showed up and we had to forfeit and then only played four innings just for fun. Anyway, so I went for a run up my typical hill, ran around the reservoir for a lap, came back down. Nice 2 miles in after the kickball game. So that felt fantastic. And then I ran to the gym tonight, which is only about a mile and a half, and then got a leg workout in there. So, and my diet has been on point as per usual. So just trying to be as active as possible. And any of you that are surfing fans, you'll know Laird Hamilton. But I was listening to a podcast with Laird Hamilton today, and I'm going to try something out. He was telling me that the way that he lives, and for those of you who don't know, this guy's like in his 50s or 60s. He's still competing occasionally professionally. And he runs a physical training company called XPT therapy or something like that, that does like water-based physical therapy and exercise to minimize the impact on your joints, and you can do other motions that you can't really do without hurting yourself outside of water and all this other cool shit. So this guy is pretty awesome. And so he said that he learns from his dog how to actually live a good and healthy and balanced active life. And so if anyone that has a dog will know, I'm sure you have a dog, what does your dog do when they get up? The first thing they do, stretch. They do downward dog, they do like up, and then they kind of stretch their legs a little bit, and then they're up and they're moving around and they're doing shit. And most of the time a dog can go from sitting, like walking around the house, to sprinting around and doing, you know, playing outside and shit, wagging their tail and being crazy. On and off, on and off, on and off. They can do that pretty regularly. And so, I guess Laird Hamilton's position was, you don't really need to warm up as much as most people do if you've been active all day. So I guess I'm going to be resolving to be a little more active, get up and stretch more when I'm in the office, because I'm just sitting in a fucking chair all day and it's miserable. My back starts to fucking hurt like it does now. And so, yeah, I'm going to be kind of seeing if I can incorporate a few extra walks, maybe walk outside, catch vitamin D from the sun, catch some vitamin D, get a little melanin production going, you know, get out there, little mood altering substance, aka sunlight. So we'll see how that goes. Question 6, if I protect my planet. Yeah, I mean, I was actually bagging up a bunch of recycling and shit last night from over the weekend. We did a lot of boozing around here. We got a few bags, hanging out in the back. Got to take those back. But yeah, I mean, power went out in the house last night because the breaker tripped, which was, I don't know what the hell that was all about, but we're good now. So, I mean, I guess we were not using any electricity for a couple hours, which is cool. So yeah, that's kind of weird, but anyway, what are you going to do? Question 7, have I expressed my love for my family and friends? And, you know, this is something that I haven't really done that this week either, although I did hang out with my brother and my dad on Sunday at the Lilac Festival, which was great. Kind of rainy, kind of shitty, but great nonetheless. And wait, am I thinking of 2 weeks ago? No, yeah, that was on Sunday. No, that was last weekend though. That was over the weekend. Man, I'm just all sorts of fucked up. Days are starting to blend together. I can't even figure it out. So yeah, I saw them. Last time I saw them was at the Lilac Festival, which, if you don't know what the Lilac Festival is, it is the, I think, third largest collection of lilacs in the world, behind someplace in Japan and somewhere out west, and or maybe it's Spain. I don't fucking remember, but it's the third. So here in Rochester, we have the third largest collection of lilac bushes in the world, and they're set in this nice, idyllic little neighborhood, kind of a ritzier area of Rochester. Not that there's a lot of those. Where the old money lives, basically, or one of the spots where the old money lives in the inner city. And it's like a nice hilly area. There's a park. There's all this cool stuff. And so, yeah, that was great. Got to spend some time with them there. Spend quality time with my spouse. Nope, she's not around here. Kind of sucks, but what are you gonna do? Making it work. Do I bear any grudges against anyone? Nope. Already answered that question earlier. And last but not least, round out my 10 cents with the dime. The ever important and always insignificant question of, am I content with my life? And, you know, of course not. You know, I got moves to make, I got things to do, I got people to see, I got places to go. And so yeah, that is it for my 10 cents for thought. And moving on. And so this week, where did my book just go? This week has been a really, really good week for the Daily Stoic so far. So I lost my bookmark page. Come on. Where is it? There it is. So, May 20th was a great day. Quality over quantity. That was a fantastic day. The idea being, and that was Monday. So, Monday the 20th. Quality over quantity was a great day. Talking about spending quality time versus quantity of time, which is something that I've tried to go over with, you know, with my lady friend in the past, and I did a terrible job of articulating it, so she didn't really take it very well. But the idea being that even if you don't spend all the time in the world together, or you don't read every single book on your shelf, or, you know, you don't work out for 7 hours a day, whatever it may be, when you do something, the idea is to do it the best, to the best of your ability, the highest quality that you can possibly do. Spend the most valuable time with your partner, getting to know them and actually having meaningful conversation and spending like good hours of FaceTime together when you can be. You know, go to the gym and don't be lazy there for 2 hours, but go in for 45 minutes and go as hard as you possibly can. Stuff like that. So that was a fantastic day. That's one of my personal, that's one of the pieces of the Daily Stoic that I think I've internalized the most, and I practice the most frequently without even really, at this point, I don't even really have to think about it. I just know instinctively that if I don't have the ability to put the necessary effort to get something done appropriately in, I'm just not going to do it at that point. I'm going to wait until I have the time for quality instead of quantity. May 21st, what kind of boxer are you? That was a good one. And that, it's not really actually about being boxing. It's about a metaphor that Stoic philosophers have historically used. They like a metaphors from boxing and wrestling, kind of like how we use baseball and football analogies today to kind of sort of explain things, scenarios and whatnot. And the idea being, what was the kind of idea? Oh, so the idea was that the struggle is important because you need to keep pushing forward through that struggle. And if you never have a struggle, you never know if you can endure the struggle. So you got a boxer like Floyd Mayweather. Obviously, maybe I shouldn't use him, but someone similar in style, quick and agile, they don't ever really get hit. But that could be a bad thing, because then when they do get hit, they're not going to know how to get back up. And then today, so that, yeah, that was a really good one, and another one that I've internalized fairly well, just because, you know, life fucking sucks and it gives us a lot to handle. I shouldn't say it sucks, but life very frequently gives us more than we can handle or more than we think we can handle. Yet, more often than not, we persevere. And persevere, there's no R in there. And so that brings me to today's entry, which is a great entry personally for me. And so today, May 22nd, the entry is called Today is the Day. Again, the theme of the month of May is right action. And that, you know, kind of subjective, but in the sense that values and in the sense that values are subjective, not in the sense that virtue is subjective versus virtue is just esoteric. Anyway, so right action for the month of May, May 22nd, that is today. And today is the day. And there's, this one's kind of a double whammy here. We get a bonus quote, one from Marcus Aurelius and one from Seneca. So the Marcus Aurelius quote that they use here says, "You get what you deserve. Instead of being a good person today, you choose instead to become one tomorrow." And Seneca says, "I don't complain about the lack of time. What little I have will go far enough. Today, this day, will achieve what no tomorrow will fail to speak about. I will lay siege to the gods and shake up the world." Pretty harrowing concept, right? Laying siege to the gods and literally having an impact on the entire world or your known universe. Pretty wild, right? And so Hanselman and Holiday kind of go on to explain, well, they don't kind of, they do go on to explain, "We almost always know what the right thing is. We know we should not get upset, that we shouldn't take this personally, that we should walk to the health food store instead of swinging by the drive-thru, that we need to sit down and focus for an hour. The tougher part is deciding to do it in a given moment. So what stops us? The author Stephen Pressfield calls this force the resistance. As he put it in The War of Art, which is Stephen Pressfield's book, I would assume, we don't tell ourselves, I'm never going to write my symphony. Instead, we say, I'm going to write my symphony, I'll just start tomorrow. So today, not tomorrow, is the day that we can start to be good. And that's that also really resonates with me as well for a couple of reasons. They're not necessarily relevant to this context, but it does certainly resonate with me in the sense that I am horrifyingly adept at procrastinating. That is pretty much what I did my entire college career, was just put everything off until a couple days before it's due, or do the minimal work until I absolutely had to start working on shit, and it turned out fine. But if I look back on it, I spent way too much time worrying about the project instead of just doing the project. Excuse me, sorry. So I would be out at the bar sometimes thinking, shit, I really need to go home and do that. And then I'm not having fun at the bar, and I'm also not doing the project, right? And so procrastinating is probably my biggest weakness. I'm doing it right now. My electricity bill was due today, actually, and I still haven't gone online and paid it. So, like, what the fuck? But anyway, so the idea behind this is today is the day, and this is a shock to my typical system. There are many, many things that I'm not procrastinating on. For instance, I came home and just immediately started eating and came in here and did this because I actually love doing this. So, you know, maybe I just procrastinate things that I don't like doing, which means I'm just a coward, I suppose, and need to confront the shit I don't want to do. Anyway, the point being here that if you're not happy with what the last line is, today is the day that you can start being good. With the sense that, you know, there's so many people that I know and I've met, and people that I haven't met. There's people all over the world that go through life that are just visibly not happy. Maybe it's you're not happy about life, you're not happy about something about yourself, but just some things off the top of my head that I think there's probably a good amount of people. I'm sure you can resonate with at least one of these, maybe more, if you're anything as upsetting as I am. So, I mean, just think about this for a second. What are you not happy with about yourself? Is it your attitude in certain situations? Is it something about your appearance? Maybe you don't like your hair. You know, you don't like, you know, I don't know. You don't like something about you. Is it your bank account? You know, you don't like the numbers that are in your bank account when you look at them. Is it your relationship? Are you not in a relationship and wish you had a companion? Are you with someone and you don't necessarily like how it's working out? Is there a project you've been putting off, either at school or work? It doesn't really matter what it is. Just go do it. I think a lot of people, and I'm going to kind of take a roundabout point here, but for one second, there are a lot of people on social media that claim to be a guru. This guru and that guru and Shopify guru and dropshipping guru and fucking makeup guru. James Charles, shout out that idiot. but there's one thing that every one of guru A through Z gets right. There is absolutely one thing that all of them get right, regardless of their arena or their industry or whatever, and it's that you need to get out and you need to go do that thing that's always on your mind. Start a business, invest in this, start working on that project, go talk to this person. Whatever it is, go do it. And there's a quote here that kind of popped up, and it plays off of the idiom. An idiom that I know we've all heard, there's no time like the present. And this quote is from, hold on, let me pull a young Jamie here. Was it John Huber? Must be John Huber. No, it wasn't John Huber. So anyway, there was this old English, while I look this up, there's an old English guy. He was from, like, I think he was in the 1700s is when he was alive, and his job was to compile idioms and kind of formulate them. He was what's called a divinist, which was essentially a non-clergy member of the church who would do different administrative tasks for them. And so this guy, hold on, where is it? John Trussler, that's who it is. So John Trussler was a guy that compiled idioms and essentially helped the church to come up with, or priests, to come up with different ideas for sermons and whatnot through these adages and idioms and just little turns of phrase that they could then spin either into like a useful yarn or whatever. And he was also an archivist for the Catholic Church in England during this time. And so he said, there's no time like the present. And his twist on it was really interesting. There's no time like the present. 1,000 unforeseen circumstances may interrupt you at a future time, which is so incredibly true. Ugh. How many times have you come home knowing you need to do something? Maybe you're better at this not procrastinating thing than I am. I do this all the time personally. I know I have to do something. I'll come home. I'll say, well, I got to eat first. So I'll sit down to eat. And then while I'm eating, I'll think, oh shit, I got to do this. And then I'll go switch my laundry over or something. And then before I know it, it happens to me all the time. It's 11 o'clock and I have to go to sleep soon. And I still haven't done that one thing that I needed to do. And all those different, I didn't even think about those things when I was on the way home. You know, I just thought, okay, I got to eat and then I got to do this, or I just got to get home and I got to do this. And instead I come in and I'm like, oh wait, oh, I got to eat. I'm starving. Oh, well, my laundry's in the washer. I can't get moldy. I got to put it in the dryer, restart the washer. And oh, well, I got to send that email to this person. And I wasn't even thinking about those things. And then they just interrupted me on my pathway here. And so I think the essence of this is the essence of the idiom, there's no time like the present, is oriented around quote unquote right action. There's no time like the present to work on yourself, to become a more useful and deeply satisfied you. And, you know, I think the thing that holds a lot of people back, I think life just gets to a lot of people. And it's because it's so complicated. It's confusing. It's almost never cut and dry. And the problem is that we're swimming around blindly in a pool of crazy. And the longer you stay in that pool, the more it's going to rub off on you. It's in your hair. It's in your brain. It's in your ears, nose, mouth. And you can't swim in the pool of crazy. You got to hop out and you got to dry off in the reality of the fact that life is confusing and people are equally confusing. Almost more, I think people are the most confusing aspect of life because you have no control of their actions and it's really hard to interpret what someone's going to do. You really just don't know until it happens. And I think the easiest way to get through this is to, like I said, break from the crazy, step out of the crazy pool and dry yourself off, harness the reality, and use that as your motivational tool. Your own grip on the realities of life and the reality of your natural environment allows you to confront your biggest obstacles head on. You can go toe to toe with them in the arena, and you need to also acknowledge the realities of where you're weak versus where your problem is weak, where you can attack the problem and actually challenge it. And I think a really easy way to go insane yourself is to dwell too much on what other people are doing, dwell too much on the intricacies of life, whereas what's been laid out in front of you is simple, very simple. Assess yourself, confront things, and take care of them. It's not easy by any stretch of the imagination. Easy means it can be done easily. Simple means the path is there for you and all you need to do is walk down it. You need to recognize how real your situation is in spite of any potential negative emotions you might be feeling. Because at the end of the day, they're not real. The only thing that's real is what you can see in front of you. You have all these perceptions, and some people live in a fantasy world. I find myself daydreaming all the time, living in a fantasy world about this, that, and the other thing. But in the end of the day, those fantasies are the only are only there to serve the purpose of insulating you from potentially negative emotions, which more often than not are completely fictional anyway. Are you broke? Sure. Fucking take a look at your bank account. You don't know what's in your bank account, and you don't know what you need to do to get more money in it unless you assess it. But to sit around all day and to fantasize about, well, you know, I just need to strike it rich. Maybe I'll hit the lottery. Maybe I'll invest in this and it'll take off. Not going to happen. You can't make money moves sitting around and thinking about them all day. You have to assess where you are. You assess how much fuel is in your financial tank and figure it out. Same thing with, you know, diet and physical fitness. If you're out of shape, what's the first thing you got to do? You know, you can't just think about, well, you know, you can't just will yourself into having a six pack. You got to put the work in, and you got to figure out what it is that you want, where you want to be, and where you are now. And if you don't know what's holding you back on a fitness journey, then you don't know what to stop doing, which means you can never get to where you want to be. Maybe not never, but it's going to be very hard. Not as knowledgeable as you'd like to be on a certain subject. These are just some different ones that I wrote down as well. I had this thought the other day. I'm thinking about quote unquote learning to code, and I say quote unquote because if this gets, when I put this on Twitter, I don't want Twitter to censor me for it and deplatform me for saying learn to code. But I was actually thinking about buying one of those For Dummies books on coding, because I really don't know the first thing about it, or signing up for like a Udemy class or something like that. But, excuse me, to have an ego and say, nah, that's stupid. I don't need to learn how to do that. You're never going to learn it that way. If you don't acknowledge that you don't know, or if you remain ignorant about what you don't know intentionally, you ain't never gonna do it, you know. Another one that really I think is important is communication with another human being. And obviously everybody, maybe not everybody, maybe here I'm just projecting a little bit, but I think we all like to think two things when we're communicating with someone else: that A, they are assuming the same things that you're assuming about the world, and B, that once they've made those assumptions, that they are thinking about them the same way that you do. Because again, we are trying to insulate ourselves from negative emotions, and sometimes we don't even realize what we're actually saying until we've said it and we incur that negative response. But that negative response is a good thing, because you now have the opportunity to acknowledge the difference between you, acknowledge the difficulty. Maybe there's a little bit of a speed bump as opposed to a blockage in the road. And now you have the opportunity to find common ground and sort the problem out. And I think every day, whether it's communication, lack of knowledge, poor physical fitness, maybe you broke a shit, I don't really know. But every day that you let these little nagging insecurities or deficiencies or whatever you want to call them, every day that you let these things linger around is a day that you've lost and a day that you've done yourself an injustice. And that being said, today's the day. I encourage you to go out and make it happen. Whether you listen to this today, tomorrow, or 2 years from now, I encourage you to stop putting off that thing that you know you need to do and get out and be the best you can possibly be. That's it.
Peace.